Fans of the mystery series, the number one ladies detective agency, know two things about how its heroine looks. Precious Ramotswe is fat, or as she proudly puts it, a traditionally built African woman. And her smile is as warm as the African sun. Come this Sunday, American audiences can see Botswana's only lady detective in full. A two-hour movie directed by the late Anthony Minghella kicks off a new HBO series based on the best-selling books. In this scene, Ma, or Madame Ramotswe, meets with her very first client.
I just need to speak with a detective.
About what?
About a problem.
A problem? A mystery?
Yes, exactly. A mystery.
Hallelujah. Please, just sit down here and we can enjoy a cup of bush tea in the shade.
Yalebocham.
I am Maramotswe, the detective.
It's a first leading role for singer and actress Jill Scott. Of course, Alexander McCall Smith wrote the books, and they've both joined us to talk about the new series. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For those who haven't read the books, how would you describe Precious Ramotswe?
Well, she's a woman of great intuitive ability. She's a very intelligent woman. She's kind. She's forgiving. She's just the sort of person that you'd like to sit down and have a cup of tea with. And she's fairly typical of many people whom you meet in that part of the world. I don't know whether... Jill, did you meet many Maramotswes when you were making the film?
I bumped into them all the time. In the grocery store, in the mall, at the movie theater. I kept meeting women who were sweet, just genuinely sweet and smart.
Well, let's listen to a few moments where Precious Ramotswe's describing to her admirer, J.L.B. Mataconi, the local mechanic who has a bit of a crush on her, why she's decided to become a detective.
Because I love my country, Botswana, and I love Africa, and I want to do good with the time God has given me. In every bar and market, behind every window, there are so many people who want to know the truth about some mystery in their lives, some mystery they cannot solve themselves.
It seems less about crime. She goes on to say it's more about solving people's problems.
I think she's, you know, absolutely inspiring in that way. Even if it's a small case, if there's someone who has a missing dog and it breaks their heart, you know, she's about it. If there's someone who feels that their husband isn't faithful to them, or their wife, or they have a child that's missing, or whatever the situation may be, her view of justice isn't black and white. She wants the best for her country. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with, getting the police and the courts involved.
There's the young woman who has whose father disappeared when she was a baby, and they thought he was dead, but he reappears.
Yeah.
We have a little clip where she's explaining her situation to Ma Ramotswe.
I am starting to suspect that this man may not actually be my daddy.
Not the daddy?
I think he may be an imposter who is only living with me because I have money and a good job.
This is a very bad story.
I'm sorry, Ma.
It will be him who will be sorry if I discover he is not the daddy.
Now, why is he in trouble if he's not the daddy?
Because that's just wrong. The fact that he's living off of this young woman, her name is Happy Papetsi. She's a good woman, she's a nice young lady, and he's living off of her. And that's just wrong, so she's going to fix it. She's going to mend it, she's going to recover the good in whatever situation she's in.
You know, there is a storyline in this first episode and also in the first novel that has to do with something quite dark. You know, and it's a real problem in Botswana and parts of southern Africa. It's in the midst of an otherwise very sunny, happy story, witchcraft.
Well, yes. Firstly, I'd say that this problem of using body parts which are taken from people for the purposes of creating medicine, often strengthening medicine, known in that part of Africa as muti, still exists, but it's not very common, and it's very rare these days in a country like Botswana.
But in the sense that, in a way, this feels like a fairy tale, there is this, you know, even in fairy tales, there's a witch.
There's a background to this particular aspect of the first book, in that initially when I wrote the first draft of it, I didn't have that case in. And the book was concerned purely with very mild instances of wrongdoing or difficulties in people's lives. But I inserted that at the suggestion of the first publisher, who felt that the work didn't have sufficient grit about it. It wasn't strong enough. I rather regret doing it, actually, because it's certainly not in keeping with the overwhelming majority of the rest of the incidents in the series of books. I'm very used to people saying to me, oh, well, you paint a very optimistic, positive picture of the country. I think that, obviously, I'm a writer who works at that end of the spectrum.
But I really feel that the depiction has been fair. Being in Botswana for 4 months at a time or 5 months at a time, you really get an opportunity to spend time with all kinds of people, from people who live in small huts to people who live in big houses to anywhere in between. There is this certain nature about people in Botswana that is just warm. You know, it's just a different mentality. And I'm really appreciative that we get an opportunity to see this, because Africa, the continent, is not just what we see on the news. It's not, you know, I hate to say just, but it's not AIDS, and it's not just war and poverty. It's so much more. This is an abundant continent, and Botswana is an abundant place.
Thank you both very much for joining us. Thank you, Jill Scott.
Thank you.
And thank you, Alexander McCall-Smith.
Thank you very much.
And the series, The Number One Ladies Detective Agency, begins this Sunday on HBO.